AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson says he did not mislead people by saying he was offered a scholarship at West Point.
For people to try to take this and twist it and make it seem like something dishonest seems like dishonesty itself.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Carson says questions about his veracity are irrelevant to the nation's search for the next president. Fellow candidate Donald Trump was asked about it on ABC's This Week.
It's a weird deal going on, and I hope it all works out because I don't want to see Ben have problems over this stuff, and, you know, it's a very strange situation.
Carson says the scrutiny he is receiving is unlike any faced by Democrats. The retired neurosurgeon is facing questions over the accuracy of his autobiography. Dozens of airliners are bringing Russian tourists back home from Egypt, carrying only cabin baggage, while Russian cargo planes were hauling back the rest of their luggage. Russia has stopped flights to and from the Sinai Peninsula a week after the deadly crash there of a Russian metro jet. 32 black football players at the University of Missouri are refusing to take part in team activities until the school's president is removed. There's been questions about how racially charged incidents have been handled by school leaders at Missouri. The Navy fired an unarmed missile from a submarine off the Southern California coast overnight. A blue light was seen streaking across the sky. Julian Solomita videotaped.
That was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. It's like right over the valley, just over the 405. Very creepy.
The missile was visible as far away as Nevada and Arizona. A familiar name is at the top of the box office this weekend.
You're obviously crazy, Mr.
Bond. James Bond.
The latest Bond movie, Spectre, had a strong opening weekend, earning $73 million. The Peanuts movie also did well this weekend. This is AP Radio News. Big matchup in the NFL has the Green Bay Packers on the road against the undefeated Carolina Panthers. Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers had a very rough game last weekend against Denver.
We've won these type of games in the past, and we've gotten in difficult environments and played well and put together a complete game, and that's what we didn't do Sunday night and what we need to do Sunday afternoon.
And speaking of the Broncos, the undefeated Denver team travels to Indianapolis to play the Colts. Denver will have tight end Vernus Davis on the field. He was traded to Denver from San Francisco.
Feels like I'm a rookie all over again. I'm excited about being here. I can't wait to get out on the field and win games with these guys.
Elsewhere in the NFL on this Sunday, the Washington Redskins on the road. They'll play the undefeated New England Patriots. Oakland is at Pittsburgh. Philadelphia is at Dallas tonight. Miami plays Buffalo, and St. Louis visits Minnesota. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.